We're back wrapping up the four-hour program of Rosie on the House. Started this morning at 7 a.m. And, if you're looking for something to do, there are tickets still available for the Sons of the Pioneer concert at the Flying E Guest Ranch in Wickenburg tonight. That would be an awesome way.
And the weather is going to cooperate. It's going to be a fantastic evening.
And I'm sure Tumbling Tumbleweeds is on the set list.
Oh, gosh, man. Wouldn't that be great? We talked with Mr. Dan Finley from the Desert Caballeros Western Museum, Arizona's most Western museum. 8 o'clock, we talked about compost, vegetable gardening. 9 o'clock, it was open hour. We took a lot of questions about plumbing and water heaters. And in the 10 o'clock hour, we talked a bit about home sustainability and accessibility with John Wesley Miller. So one of the things I want to end this program with is if you're contemplating doing a remodel, don't do it with anyone that won't take a look at your whole house. We've got to take a look at the whole house, how it operates as a unit, not just one standalone room addition. If you're going to do a kitchen makeover, let's take a good hard look at what we could do while we're there to increase the sustainability of your home, the energy efficiency of your home, all at a cost-competitive protocol. There was a while when green building and sustainability was being introduced to the industry that you had to be kind of inclined to spend extra money to accomplish these returns. But technology and products and procedures have all evolved to the point where a lot of the things we can do cost you little or nothing that will pay you back for as long as you're in that house. So proceed with extreme caution. Don't let a lot of the confusing information out there steer you wrong.
Okay. Hey, did you want me to wrap up the aging in place stuff?
Sure.
Okay. So I just want to repeat a couple things, and I'll put them on Facebook. Amy had called in about a product you could put chimes on your door. You know, it's a little unit, and it's sabrared.com. Sabrared.com. So if you're looking for something to alarm you when someone comes or goes from the house.
Okay.
The book that I mentioned, which is really a great handbook. So many good things. Things you've thought about, things you've questioned, things you haven't even thought about. How to Care for Aging Parents, Virginia Morris. And it tells you how to have the conversations that need to be had. Not an easy thing to do.
Okay.
And then I have something kind of sweet that was sent in while you were in the hospital. And it's And God Looked Down on Seniors. You ready for this? It's really cute little prose by Pastor Bill Bjork.
Okay.
Okay. Most seniors never get enough exercise. Therefore, in his wisdom, God decreed that seniors would become forgetful, so they would have to search for their glasses, keys, and other things they've misplaced, and thus move around more. And God looked down and saw that it was good. Then God saw there was yet another need. Consequently, God in his wisdom made seniors lose coordination so they would drop things, which would require them to bend and reach and stretch. And God looked down and saw that it was good. Then God considered the functioning of senior bladders and decided in his wisdom that there might be calls of nature more frequently, requiring more walking to the relief station, which would burn calories. God looked down and saw that it was good. Seniors were obliged to exercise more from these senior shortcomings and did become more active as a result. So if you find you are required to get up and down more as you age, remember, it's God's will and in your best interest, even though you mutter under your breath. For after all, God looked down upon seniors and saw that it was good.
It proves once again, God has a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the many, many sweet things that were sent to you while you're convalescing.
Well, one of the peculiar things about convalescing out of your home for 3 months is, Gary, everybody reorganizes for you.
Yeah.
You come back to your own home, and nothing is where you left it.
Of course.
And so now you're on a double search mission. Okay, where would they have put it if they were trying to help me and organize for me? where would this go? Where would that go?
And you had no clues or anything to pull from. It said, you know, what you're looking for is near the closet.
Right, right.
All you have to do is ask.
Right.
Just saying. About the third loop to the house, like, what are you looking for, honey?
Yeah, right, right.
Oh, well, that's over there.
Exactly. Well, and then a daughter that comes in from out of town and organizes for you, and then leaves town.
She's only a Skype away, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. That's right. And when you find it, you think, yeah, that is a more logical place for it. But
it just wasn't my idea, right?
You got to figure it out first. Well, folks, we hope you enjoyed today.
And in the spirit of Romy this morning, give thanks for the God above you, those beside you, and the life before you.
Y'all have a great week.